You started on this farm in 1929,
yeah.
That's right?
1929, yeah.
What did the police around here, what did they think about the farmers picketing? How did they react?
I don't recall it. We were interfered with too much by the police here in Wildville. But I think that probably the sheriff department, there were some haystacks burned and some things like that done.
Okay.
But the sheriff department investigated it, but I think they took the attitude that this was like a quarrel between a husband and wife. They didn't want to get involved unless there was some murder done or something like that, and they had to, bro.
The police, what did they do about the strikes?
Oh, I think they had, a couple of state policemen being up there. Could have been, No, I don't believe it was state police. It was sheriffs. St. Louis County Sheriff.
Okay.
Had a couple of men.
Right.
But they didn't get in.
Didn't get involved.
They drive back and I don't remember seeing anybody get fighting or anything
okay.
like that.
Okay.
Just when they tipped the
truck
over and I don't think sheriffs had anything in that. Well, the milk was spilled. So
right,
I recall, I don't really remember, but they probably tipped the truck back a little while.
Yeah. Was there hard feelings after the strikes, though?
Yeah, I think so between some people.
Yeah.
It hung on a long time, too.
Right.
Yeah. So, neighbor against neighbor some places.
Right.
Things that, you might talk over the fence, but you still have each other had it in the back of your mind.
Yeah, that's...
He was on that milk strike, you know?
Right.
Things like this, so...
How about the people in the town, the non-farmers, or even around, your neighbors, anybody who wasn't, how did they feel about it?
Oh, I don't really remember. I know it was a big thing for them because they were all down there around the plant watching.
Watching it, yeah. I heard that everybody used to go down there. Right.
Sure, it was a big thing.